Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous, and here is what he has to say. Hi Sandman, I'd like to thank you for red pilling me and hope your health improves. Here's a quick story I'd like to basically have you make a video about. I had a male coworker who married right out of college. He was married about 3 years. He and his wife had been saving for a dream condo that she wanted. They purchased the condo. 3 weeks later, she tells him that she's been having an affair, wants a divorce, and just leaves. The poor guy even had to deal with his mother-in-law constantly hounding him on the phone, trying to contact his ex-wife, because the ex-wife would not answer her phone. He constantly told her he had no idea where his ex-wife was. Eventually, the ex-wife served the divorce papers. Obviously, this young man was crushed. The reason I'm telling you this story is that I have seen similar things happen before. A woman stays in a marriage because she sees a big payout coming, and in this case, it was a fancy condo. However, once the woman gets the big payout, she is still not happy, unquote. Well, Mr. Anonymous, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. These days, it's smart for a young man in a relationship not to get married. It's about stringing women along without actually giving them what they want. I know one guy that bought his long-term girlfriend of 10-plus years a new car, on a lease, of course, as well as a dog, and he lets her live in his house. But when she asked him to buy her own condo, he put his foot down. The best he can hope for these days is to provide the spoiled woman you're with the lifestyle that she wants, but to keep her on an economic leash, where if she steps out of line or tries to leave, you're the one that has the leverage. It's like living with a shark with breasts, waiting to take a bite out of you the moment you put a drop of blood in the water. Unfortunately for your young coworker, he didn't live with anyone before getting married, and he didn't have enough relationship experience before giving his ex-wife all that leverage. Odds are she took his down payment and dream condo too. She's also in her prime carousel riding years, and so of course, her getting married in her early 20s should have been a massive red flag. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's gonna know exactly what it means, and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to having to deal with your ex-mother-in-law, even after you're no longer married, Clown World Show. This idea that a woman gets a big payout and then leaves the man immediately shows you she never really loved him to begin with, but only loved what he can actually do for her. Now that he's done it, it's time to kick him to the curb. The problem is you don't know this is going to happen. Haven't you ever actually wanted something, and then you got it and you still weren't satisfied, and you wanted more? You thought to yourself, if only I had $1 million invested spitting out dividend income, that I could live off that for life, and that would be grand. Then you get there and realize that you're still not satisfied, and want even more. It's partially greed, but also once you've reached a certain set of expectations in life, you simply raise the bar. Your coworker's wife thought that she would be satisfied sleeping with one simp for life and being his wife. But once she was in that relationship long enough for the boredom and whoredom to kick in, that was all she needed. That's when she changes her previous behavior patterns and then cheats. People change. When you're young, you don't realize this. Your coworker was a victim of the dreaded starter marriage. Of course, a woman is going to stick around and let you stick it in her until she gets what she wants, especially if you're working hard to make the goals a reality. She's just using you. The problem is you don't know if she's genuinely interested in you or for what you can provide for her. A lot of the time I've mentioned that if a woman is with you when she's in her late teens and early 20s, then odds are she's attracted to you. That's been my experience. But unless she's constantly trying to hump your boner at least 3 to 4 times a week at that point, I would now call that into question. The woman I was with at that point in my life wanted it more than I could give. Sometimes the strain was too much for me to bear. I'd say that's one good barometer for your relationship or marriage, how often you have sex with your partner. If it's only a few times a year, then she's not with you because she's attracted to you. Odds are she's with you because of what you can provide materially. That should be the massive red flag you're looking for, the frequency you have sex with. With regards to women's happiness, they will never be satisfied, and you just need to accept that and stop caring about her happiness. I always found that the women I was with were the so-called happiest when they were supposedly unhappy and didn't have everything they wanted. Then when I gave them what they wanted, they became miserable and started to make my life difficult too. You never try and make a woman happy, because you will soon find her unhappy and she will take you along for the ride. I guess the moral of the story is that if you try and make them happy, they will in turn make you unhappy. For the rest of this video, I want to share a story I read on the goingyourownway.com forum called Thanks for Sharing the Red Pill, which gave some guy named Harish the cheat code to life. So why is the red pill the cheat code, you ask? Well, because the guy in the story, I believe he's in India, says that Indian guys are the horniest in the world. And I do agree with that. But when he was blue-pilled, he couldn't help but creep up on women and take their picture and get into their personal space. But after a red pill, he could actually see an attractive woman and not lose his composure. Not only that, but he also didn't feel the overwhelming urge to simp out and give her tons of attention. He's grateful for being set free with the MGTOW cheat code. But you know that women out there are just a little less happy because he's no longer so thirsty. Women rely on the annoying, unattractive man to basically get in their space no matter how annoyed and disgusted they are by it. Deep down inside, there's a little piece of them that says, you still got it, girl. Even though on the outside, she doesn't look to be very happy at all. MGTOW is not only a cheat code so you can actually go in public and control yourself, but it's also a financial cheat code because it doubles your time and money. Because you don't have a woman in your life that you call your honey. No matter how much many women don't want the creeps coming up to them and possibly spoiling their spot in the sexual hierarchy, they also appreciate that they have that sort of effect on men where we end up losing our minds for them. Put yourself in their shoes. As they get older in their thirstier 30s and 40s, the attention starts to dry up along with their fertility. It must be a bummer for them that men no longer get a boner at the mere sight of them anymore. The Indian guy was also doing something illegal, which was stalking women and secretly taking their pictures. Probably had retractable mirrors built into his shoes, so he could stand next to a woman with a skirt on, and he could savor her pubes from his advantageous point of view. The red pill is not only a cheat code for him, but might have actually kept him from going to jail or prison. Funny enough, when you can control yourself around women, that's when they actually find you the most desirable, because they quite often think to themselves, now there's a man that's got something going for him if he's not trying to go down on me in 5 seconds flat. Other ways that taking the red pill is like a superpower aren't as positive. Once you're wise to women's nagging and using you as an emotional tampon, eventually when a woman tries doing that to you, you end up running right out of the room, because you don't want to deal with being used as an emotional dumping grounds. The title of this video, Women Having Everything and Still Being Unhappy, might as well be the opposite for men. If we're single, we might have nothing love-wise, but we're also still happy because we aren't being nagged by a future hag 24/7. Funny enough, guys these days are increasingly living a minimalistic lifestyle and finding happiness in it. It really is incredible how little stuff a guy actually needs to be happy with his life. He also doesn't go around in his dating life, if he still has one, trying to figure out ways to snooker women out of their stuff. So that's probably why so many young guys get caught by surprise, like the guy in your story, Mr. Anonymous. They're taught about equality and that women are the more caring sex, and then their experience doesn't line up with the reality they see in their day-to-day lives. If they share their grievances, people shame them by saying things like, who hurt you? Which then attacks their masculinity, but also opens up old emotional wounds. And the next time you see an angry feminist, just ask her who hurt you and watch her freak out. But a man is expected to remain completely calm when insulted like that. Otherwise, the men dressed in white driving around in a dog-catching van might go get him. The double standards never end. Better yet, imagine calling a 400-pound land whale an incel. Maybe feminize it a bit and call her Incerella. It's always fun to dress up your incels, especially since women in blue pill simps have already claimed the term incel for themselves. Whenever a man goes his own way, he's instantly called that these days. Also as well when something goes wrong in his life. Women of course use projection and accuse us of the same things they're often guilty of. We have to find more clever ways to take our power back from them. That's about all I got to say. As for a quick update with regards to my health, in mid-August, I got a consultation scheduled for October, so hopefully that'll lead to good things by the time you're hearing this video. I heard a story from someone I know that it took her son's father 2 years on a waiting list for the same procedure, because of COVID. My doctor now tells me there's a 6 to 9 months wait list for me. To some extent, I'm now used to my condition, but it acts up and gets very painful from time to time. The only thing that makes me a little bit nervous is that I might actually have to deal with a female surgeon. I'll have to check all her reviews before going under the knife. Someone mentioned that if you go for any kind of surgery, it's best to have a WASPy or Jewish doctor. I concur. They're usually the most competent for some reason. Last thing I need to happen is for her to have a bad day and treat me like an emotional tampon in the operating room. Again, I still don't know who or when it's going to be. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation and topic. don't forget to smash the like button the way that if you're with a woman in her early 20s and she doesn't want to smash you almost every single day, then she's probably smashing somebody else. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that are so unhappy when you give them everything they've ever wanted that they want to leave you because you revealed how truly unhappy they are away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.